Here we are again to pray with scripture and continue our unofficial octave of Pentecost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Have mercy on us, O Lord, for we have sinned against you. Show us, O Lord, your mercy and grant us your salvation. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me and on all of us, poor sinners. Have mercy on me, a poor sinner. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. O God, by whose Spirit we are governed, and by whose protection we are kept safe, extend over us your mercy, and give ear to our supplications, that the faith of those who believe in you may always be sustained by your gifts. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Jesus was not yes and no, but yes has always been in him, is the caption. A reading from the second letter of the St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, as God is faithful, our word to you is not yes and no, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was proclaimed to you by us, Silvanus and Timothy and me, was not yes and no, but yes has been in him. For however many are the promises of God, their yes is in him. Therefore the Amen from us also goes through him to God for glory. But the one who gives us security with you in Christ, and who anointed us, is God. He has put his seal upon us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a first installment. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Psalm 119, a segment of it is our prayer. With this antiphon, Lord, let your face shine on me. Wonderful are your decrees, therefore I observe them. Lord, let your face shine on me. The revelation of your words sheds light, gives understanding to the simple. Lord, let your face shine on me. I grasp with open mouth in my yearning for your commandments. Lord, let your face shine on me. Turn to me in pity as you turn to those who love your name. Lord, let your face shine on me. Steady my footsteps according to your promise, and let no iniquity rule over me. Lord, let your face shine on me. Let your countenance shine upon your servant and teach me your statutes. Lord, let your face shine on me. Alleluia. Alleluia. Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. Alleluia. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket, It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. At this point, I'd just like to add the readings from the liturgy that I designed and put together earlier. And we also have to add that Pentecost sequence again. So let's start with that. Alleluia. The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Come, let us worship Him. Alleluia. Come, Holy Spirit, come. And from your celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor. Come, source of all our store. Come, within our bosoms shine. You of comforters the best. You, the soul's most welcome guest. Sweet refreshment here below. In our labor rest most sweet. Grateful coolness in the heat. Solace in the midst of woe. O most blessed light divine, shine within these hearts of yours. And our innermost being fill. Where you are not, we have not. Nothing good in deed or thought. Nothing free from taint of ill. Heal our wounds. Our strength renew. On our dryness pour your dew. Wash the stains of guilt away. Bend the stubborn heart and will. Melt the frozen, warm the chill. Guide the steps that go astray. On the faithful who adore and confess you evermore. In your sevenfold gift descend. Give them virtue's sure reward. Give them your salvation, Lord. Give them joys that never end. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. So I think we have just a tiny bit of time. Let's just try to read. A reading from the book of Joshua. Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent out two spies from Shittim, saying, "Go recon the land and Jericho." When the two reached Jericho, they went into the house of a harlot named Rahab, where they lodged. But a report was brought to the king of Jericho that some Israelites had come there that night to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent Rahab the order, "Put out the visitors who have entered your house, for they have come to spy out the entire land." The woman had taken the two men and hidden them, so she said, "True, the men you speak of came to me, but I did not know where they came from. At dark, when it was time for the gate to be shut, they left, and I do not know where they went. You will have to pursue them immediately to overtake them." Now she had led them to the roof, hidden them among her stalks of flax spread out there. But the pursuers set out along the way to the fords of the Jordan, and once they had left, the gate was shut. Before the spies fell asleep, Rahab came to them on the roof and said, "I know that the Lord has given you the land, that a dread of you has come upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are overcome with fear of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt, and how you dealt with Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites beyond the Jordan, whom you doomed to destruction. At these reports, we are disheartened. Everyone is discouraged because of you, since the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below. Now then, swear to me by the Lord that since I am showing kindness to you, you in turn will show kindness to my family, and give me an unmistakable token that you are to spare my father and mother, brothers and sisters, and all their kin, and save us from death. We pledge our lives for yours," the men answered her. "If you do not betray this errand of ours, we will be faithful in showing kindness to you when the Lord gives us the land." Then she let them down through the window with a rope, for she lived in a house built into the city wall. "Go up into the hill country," she suggested to them, "that your pursuers may not find you. Hide there for 3 days until they return. Then you may proceed on your way." The man answered her, "This is how we will fulfill the oath you made us take. When we come into the land, tie this scarlet cord in the window through which you are letting us down, and gather your father and mother, your brothers, and all your family into your house. Should any of them pass outside the doors of your house, he will be responsible for his own death, and we shall be guiltless. But we shall be responsible if anyone in the house with you is harmed. If, however, you betray this errand of ours, we shall be quit of the oath you made us take." "Let it be as you say," she replied, and bade them farewell. When they were gone, she tied the scarlet cord in the window. They went up into the hills, where they stayed 3 days until their pursuers, who had sought them all along the road without finding them, returned. Then the two came back in from the hills, crossed the Jordan to Joshua, son of Nun, and reported all that had befallen them. They assured Joshua, "The Lord has delivered all this land into our power. Indeed, all the inhabitants of the land are overcome with fear of us." Responsory prayer. A man pleases God by what he does, and not by faith alone. Rahib pleased him when she sheltered the messengers and set them on their way by a different route. Just as a body without breath is dead, so faith without works is dead. By faith, Rahib, the prostitute, welcomed the spies with kindness and so escaped death. Just as a body without breath is dead, so faith without works is dead. A reading from The Letter of the Church of Rome to the Church of the Corinthians by Clement of Rome, Pope. On account of her faith and hospitality, Rahab the harlot was saved. For when spies were sent by Joshua the son of Nun to Jericho, the king of the country ascertained that they had come to spy out their land, and sent men to seize them, in order that, when taken, they might be put to death. But the hospitable Rahab, receiving them, concealed them on the roof of her house under some stalks of flax. And when the men sent by the king arrived and said, "There came men unto you who are to spy out our land, bring them forth, for so the king commands," she answered them, "The two men whom you seek came unto me, but quickly departed again and are gone, thus not discovering the spies to them." Then she said to the men, "I know assuredly that the Lord your God has given you this city, for the fear and dread of you have fallen on its inhabitants. When, therefore, you shall have taken it, keep ye me and the house of my father in safety." And she said to her, and they said to her, "It shall be as you have spoken to us. As soon, therefore, as you know what we are at hand, you shall gather all your family under your roof, and they shall be preserved. But all that are found outside your dwelling shall perish." Moreover, they gave her a sign to this effect, that she should hang forth from her house a scarlet thread. And thus they made it manifest that redemption should flow through the blood of Christ to all them that believe and hope in God. You see, beloved, that there was not only faith, but prophecy in this woman. Let us therefore, brethren, be of humble mind, laying aside all haughtiness and pride and foolishness and angry feelings, and let us act according to what is written. For the Holy Spirit says, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither the mighty man glory in his might, neither let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glories glory in the Lord, in diligently seeking him, and doing judgment and righteousness, being especially mindful of the words of the Lord Jesus, which he spoke, teaching us meekness and long-suffering. For thus he spoke, "Be merciful, that you may obtain mercy. Forgive, that it may be forgiven to you. As you do, so shall it be done to you. As you judge, so shall you be judged. As you are kind, so shall kindness be shown to you. With what measure you measure, with the same it shall be measured to you. By this precept and by these rules, let us establish ourselves, that we walk with all humility in obedience to his holy words. For the holy word says, On whom shall I look but on him who is meek and peaceable, and that trembles at my words? Let us cleave, therefore, to those who cultivate peace with godliness, and not to those who hypocritically profess to desire it. For the scripture says in a certain place, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And again they bless with their mouth, but curse with their heart." And again it says, "They loved him with their mouth, and lied to him with their tongue. But their heart was not right with him, neither were they faithful to his covenant. Let the deceitful lips become silent, and let the Lord destroy all the lying lips, and the boastful tongue of those who have said, 'Let us magnify our tongue. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us?' For the oppression of the poor, and for the slighting of the needy, now I will arise, says the Lord, and I will place him in safety. I will deal confidently with him. I rejoice in my sufferings. In my own body, I do all that I can to fill up what is yet to be endured by Christ, for the sake of his body, the church. For this I struggle and press on, with the power of Christ working in me to make me strong. In my own body, I do all that I can to fill up what has yet to be endured by Christ, for the sake of his body, the church." And then we're going to have the creed, preferably the Nicene Creed. "I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. He will come in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I look forward, I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen." Let us praise Christ, the shepherd and guardian of our souls, who loves and protects his people. Placing our hope in him, we cry out, "Protect your people, Lord, eternal shepherd. Protect our bishop, Gerald Kincannis, and all the shepherds of your church. Look kindly on those suffering persecution. Hasten to free them from all adversity. Have mercy on the needy, Lord. Provide food for the hungry. Enlighten all legislators to enact laws in the spirit of wisdom and justice. Come to the aid of our departed brothers and sisters, whom you have redeemed with your blood. Make them worthy to enter your wedding feast. Send forth your spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Renew in us the presence of your divine love that gives life. Teach us to recognize in our sufferings and disappointments the presence of your Holy Spirit. Teach us to recognize and listen to the Holy Spirit more often in our day-to-day lives. Help us to be like Rabbi and put our faith into work, into action. Pray for all the intentions of Mary's heart, for all of you. Protect your people, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. O God, who sanctify your universal church in every people and nation, pour out, we pray, the gifts of the Spirit across the face of the earth, so that your divine grace, which was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed, may now spread through the hearts of those who believe in you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we want to pray for our Holy Father's monthly intentions. pray that we will grow in compassion, that the world will learn compassion after the model of the compassionate heart of Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the soul in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Continue to pray. Continue to reflect on this.